QST, QST, QST. This is Len, WA6KLK. Whiskey Alpha 6 Kilo, Lima Kilo, Redwood Valley for the Tuesday TechNet. Tuesday TechNet is a place to get your radio questions answered. I don't have all of the answers. I call on other folks to help. If we can't find answers, we'll try to find somebody else to help or try to direct you to a place or whatever we can. It's a good place to ask for help also in working with your gear or project that you got. Lots and lots of knowledge is out here, folks. Tonight, let me drop it here. Tonight it looked like we're going to have good weather maybe through the weekend. Might have a chance of a shower or two, but temperature should be up a little bit. Kind of nice. Got a little tired of the rain. Bill, KM6WYE, will be along in a little bit. He's got a very nice portion on SDRs, websites, and the whole works, using them and how to use them and the whole works. So I do suggest you get a pencil and a paper handy so that you can do that. But he'll be, 10 minutes or so in. Let's try to gather up a bunch first and see if there's any other questions. So, questions, comments, general check-ins for Tuesday TechNet? Well, I have myself, KK6 Victor Lima Victor, KM6WYE. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
Good evening, Len. This is KK6PZA.
KK6PZA plus one, how's Squeak tonight?
That's right, K9SQK. That's K9 Squeak. She's fine. She's was passed out at my parents' house most of the day. We got home a little bit ago, and she wandered around. Now she's up on the couch, passed out again. So, yeah, thanks for asking. Not to equate it, but how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. A little running around today. Dug some holes and planted some fruit trees this afternoon. Still tired out from that, but yeah. And watched the grass grow a couple inches in height just today alone. Thanks for being there, Rick. We'll get to Bill in a little bit. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet?
WA6JBK here.
Good evening, Len.
Good evening, Alan, WA6JBK. Breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, what is that about? Let me change something here. This should be better.
That sounds like a Motorola tube rig.
Don't say that word around me.
Oh, are you a GE man?
No, I used to be a Motorola person.
Well, I bet you if we talk to somebody about all your radio equipment, oh, we won't go there.
Oh, that's all RCA. They quit the business.
She doesn't know the difference. Thing you're out in the shop.
That's right.
Yeah. I have a question for you while I'm thinking about it. When's the next steam up?
Well, let's see. This last weekend we had equipment running, but that was for the steam engineering class. Not sure right off the top of my head. Of course, 4th of July is not too far away.
Okay, well, keep us informed. I got to make arrangements. Go down to the Bay Area and watch an engine run, too. I imagine you will be going down, too.
you're thinking Niles Canyon?
Yes, sir.
I would love to go down there. I may be able to talk my lady into letting me do that. I want to see that Skookum run.
I'd like to see her run in tandem with the other one.
I told you what they did to us one time a couple years ago. We took our freshly rebuilt engine down there and put us in with two other engines and let us do all the pulling.
Well, that sounds like fun. I'd like to discuss it with you a little bit more, but I got to get back to the radio side, Alan.
Okay, check-ins.
Check-ins, questions, comments, Tuesday TechNet.
Good evening, man. Check me in, please. KJ6ZBR.
Good evening, Don. Tried to call you earlier today, but figured you were shopping. Is the missus there?
She's here.
All right, we put her into a log, too, because I know she's got another HFNet coming up. Questions, comments, check-ins. We get a few more, and then we'll go over to the my co-host, Bill.
M6SHY.
KM6SHY, Eric, I believe.
On Eric, and no traffic, Lynn. A little windy over here on the coast and cold, but so glad to see the sun. And thank you for doing the net. KM6SHY, clear.
Okay, yeah, there was a good wind in Ukiah this afternoon. Shielding up where I'm here at in the Redwood Valley. Temperature was nice. It was good to have the sun out there and dry out a little bit. Okay, let's try for just a few more, and then we'll kick it over to Bill. Questions, comments, general check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
KJ6OUY.
Good evening, Lee. How's things there in Little River?
Just as with Eric, exceptionally windy. Hope the one tree that we have a marker on stands the night. No other traffic.
I hope it stays up too. Questions, comments, general check-ins? Come on, I got 9 of us on board. Let's make it 10 to 11, and then we'll turn it over to Bill for his SDR talk. Solon's doing something for me here too, and he had a call written down. Not a good call. I confused him, I guess. Okay, questions or check-ins, Tuesday TechNet? Hey, this is Len, WA6KLK, Redwood Valley. Bill, KM6WYE, you here?
Hey, Len, this is KM6WYE.
Hi, glad to have you aboard, sir. I will do the logging of any stations. If you call for check-ins, I'll take care of logging them. We will let you go. You can announce what you're going to talk about, how you're going to do it, when you'll take questions or whatever or what have you, and it's all yours until you finish up, then I'll take it back. WA6KLK.
All right. Well, thank you, Len, and hello, Net. I appreciate you guys having me on. This is this episode will be about web SDR and you know what we can do with it. We can do a lot of pretty cool stuff. Now, with the technological advancements that have occurred over the past 10 to 20 years, it's really great to see so many useful pieces of software built by ham radio enthusiasts just like us. Among that massive list of wonderful software are some very useful internet-based tools such as WebSDR.org. WebSDR is an internet-based software-defined radio. that allows anyone, licensed or not, to listen in on various frequency ranges from differing locations. Break. I have found this very useful. I keep a tablet on top of my radio with a browser bookmark on the home screen that takes me straight to the California Web SDR with one trap. And now I'll break for questions and comments. Breaking for questions, comments, or check-ins.
I have a basic question, KJ6OUY.
KJ6OUY, go ahead.
Could you explain, for those of us who are dumb, what is it? Web SDR?
Oh, of course. Web SDR, well, SDR is a software-defined radio. It's a radio where most of the processing takes place in the computer. That being said, you need a little piece of hardware to run it if you're going to have one of your own, but with Web SDR, you don't need the hardware. You can log into a website and see what's happening on various frequency ranges from those various locations, and there's a bunch of them all over the world, and it's a very useful tool for a ham radio operator. Break. Does that answer your question at all?
Why would I want to do this?
Well, there are various reasons, but if you have local interference, you can tune into the local California SDR. I use it for HF communications. You can make sure that people aren't trying to talk to you if you can't hear them. You can tune into the Utah Web SDR so that people can, or so that you can listen to your own transmissions and make sure that you're getting out there. And, well, there's other tools. We will get into that as well. But, yeah, it's a pretty cool thing that you can just log into with no license required on the internet at websdr.org.
Okay, thank you. It's KJ6OUY.
No problem. Questions, check-ins.
I6XK, Fort Bragg.
I'm sorry, a little quick on the key. Please come back with the call sign again.
I thought I paused long enough, but I guess I didn't. AI6XK, Fort Bragg.
Roger, thank you very much. Any other check-ins out there or questions? Okay, we will continue. Web SDR can show an entire HF phone band in one visual waterfall screen. A waterfall is a visual representation of what's happening on the radio. So with one glance at a screen, you can see what's happening on the entire 40-meter phone band, for example. That's pretty helpful if you want to find where activity is taking place and join in. And also, if you want to have a QSO with somebody, but you want to make sure the frequency is not being used, you can check various SDRs, and if that frequency is clear, then you're pretty good to go. I'll break for more questions and check-ins.
So, this is KK6BZA. You're saying that if I have Firefox or Safari or anything like it, that I can just go to a website and listen to various frequencies all across the dial without a license, without anything, just go into the website?
Thank you for bringing that up. And yes, that is mostly affirmative. They do require, or recommend, rather, that you use Firefox browser if you're on a mobile device, or the Safari browser if you're on an Apple device. But some other browsers have been known to work, they're just not as supported. But yes, that is the case. You can log in from anywhere, anonymously even, and give a listen to what's happening on a lot of ham bands. Sometimes they go into VHF and higher, but a lot of the times it's HF, which is pretty useful for long-range communications if you're into that sort of thing. Thank you for the question, Rick. questions, comments, Tuesday TechNet, check-ins.
That was quite a double.
Oh, there was a double. Station doubling. Please go ahead.
Where do you use Safari?
If you have Safari on an Apple device, you know, where the address goes, you could put in web SDR, all one word, no space, .org, and that basically presents a list of all of those servers, radios, all around the world that you can just click on it and your browser will take you there.
Wow. Okay, thank you. KJ6OUY, clear.
Back to you, Bill.
Thank you, Rich. Rick, much appreciated. Yeah, so, well, some of the things we will be covering tonight, I don't know if anybody has a computer or a notepad out, but I definitely recommend we do that. You can actually go to the website while we're talking about it, and we're going to kind of explain the user interface. We're going to go over the mobile version. We're going to check out some of the locations and countries you can listen from, the bands and frequency ranges. We're going to hopefully brush on how to set one of your own up, if you would like, and other stuff like that. So, before we get into that, I will break again for check-ins and comments and questions. Tuesday TechNet.
Question, but it doesn't relate to what you're currently talking about. I don't know if that's appropriate or not.
Always appropriate. Any question, ham radio related, is always welcome. Please, go ahead.
In that case, this is kind of complicated, but it's in regards to a homebrew collinear antenna which uses oppositely connected sections of half-wavelength coax to act as a, and you add those on like 16 at a time, you get a big, huge, long antenna that will get more gain. And of course, you have to, for the length of each half-wavelength, you've got to, you know, you have to insert the velocity factor to make sure you're cutting it to the right length. But I'm thinking you also need to use the velocity factor, which may be unknown, if you plan to put this inside PVC. I was wondering if you or anybody else had any thoughts on that. AI6XK.
Thank you for the question. Len, do you have any insight into that?
No, I don't. Velocity factor with the PVC. No, I don't.
Would anybody else out there have any insight into the question that was just asked? This is KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet.
W6FQX.
Hey, John, W6FQX, go ahead.
Well, I've had some experience putting J-poles, twin lead made, you know, old style television twin lead J-poles. I've, punched a hole in the end, hung them on a string. I've also put them inside PVCs, and yes, I don't have a way to calculate it. I can only do it and measure it, but yes, it does electrically lengthen them, so lowering the frequency. But the problem is that if it's just hanging loose inside the PVC pipe, it is, of course, somewhat determined by the actual proximity to the plastic sidewall. So, best to measure.
So, I mean, it's a good idea to have, like, maybe foam spacers to keep it and mount the actual antenna on a dowel or something and put all that inside the PVC. That way it probably wouldn't fluctuate very much. But, okay, thanks for all the input there, and back to net. This is AI6XK.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the answer, John. I hope that at least helped a little bit. That question definitely stumped me. Got to admit. So, we'll take questions, comments, check-ins for the Tuesday TechNet.
Well, JBK with a comment.
Okay, go ahead, JBK.
Well, as I understand transmission lines, the velocity factor is affected only by the material between the conductors. So if you're using coax inside the plastic tubing, and the outer the outer braid of the coax isn't an active part of the antenna, it's just conducting from one antenna section to the next, it doesn't matter what's around it. The field is contained entirely inside the coax.
Because in a stacked array with multiple half-wave sections, the identity of inside and outside of the coax is switched every half-wave.
Yeah, I would probably use two pieces of coax.
Doesn't matter, you still have to switch the phase. What's the inner on one section is the outer on the next.
Yeah, okay, I'm not really visualizing the antenna itself. Probably be just better to use parallel conductor twin lead. That way it doesn't really matter. It's all the same looking at the outside.
But I can verify that it definitely lowers the apparent resonant frequency by, I wouldn't say it's a predictable amount, but a few percent.
Question?
Go ahead, Rick.
This question's for, well, I guess John or Alan, but it sounds like John. Where does the gain come from in this antenna, the so-called collinear, where they use these alternating pieces of coax?
Up to 16 of them on top of each other, and a combination of multiple elements and the lower angle of radiation should give you some substantial amount of gain. How much? At least 9 dB for an 8-element stacked collinear, probably more for 16. I'm not sure it would be 8. It would be 18 dBd, but substantially more than 9. Does that help any?
You know, it's faint but pursuing, as a British friend used to say.
Anyway, back to net control. This is AI6XK.
Well, thank you for the question and the answers and the comments. That's that's some very interesting stuff. I'm going to have to learn more about that. KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet. Questions, comments, check-ins. All right. Well, we can continue on the subject here, the WebSDR. I don't know if anyone's gotten their computer out at all, but if you do have a computer ready, recommend opening the browser and going to websdr.org, and you can kind of follow along while we explain how to navigate the website. And I'll break for questions and check-ins. Okay, well, once you're on the website, it kind of explains a little bit about WebSDR and tells you what it is. And then there's some filtering options here. Right above the big list of WebSDRs, there's a place where you can filter what what you're looking at or what the list will be. So you can filter it by band, you can filter it by region, and you can type in a megahertz frequency and have it find everything that's covering that exact range. And I'll break for questions and check-ins.
Question, JBK.
Go ahead, please.
Can you also select the location for the receiver?
That is affirmative. It has minimal narrowing options. It gives you the options of Europe, North America, South America, or other. And there are plenty of others, so the other will be a pretty big list.
Okay, I see why it would be HF primarily. Thank you. WA6JBK.
Yeah, there is a lot of HF, and that's what I primarily use it for, but there are some SDRs that are in the 10 gigahertz range. A lot of them go from 0 megahertz to 30 megahertz, which I guess that is considered HF. But then there's a lot of VHF ones that are pointed at various cities. It goes up into the UHF. And, but you're right. Most of it is in the HF band. But it is a pretty handy thing. And I will break again for questions and check-ins. Tuesday TechNet, KM6WYE.
Kilo Kilo 6, Papa Delta Uniform, checking in.
Papa Delta Uniform, got you down. Thank you very much. Any other check-ins or questions? KM6WYE. Okay, well, moving on. So, one of the things I recommend doing if you're going to check out anything local to the North America region is by sorting it by into North America. And it kind of narrows the list of possible SDRs down quite a bit. And I'll break for questions and check-ins. Once you've narrowed that down, it shows you a much easier and manageable list. So you're going to want to check out the frequency ranges of the available SDRs. These frequency ranges show you what is available on the location of the SDR. The location is on the left of the table, the frequency range is in the middle, and some more information about the hardware hooked up to that SDR is available on the right. And break for questions and check-ins. KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet.
I got you, John, KG6GFS, you checked in.
Hey, Len, yeah, I just got back, navigating a turn here, but, so as far as, I just turned the radio on a second ago while I'm mobiling here to my house, and, so we're talking SDR, software-defined receivers or radios, but I really missed the top of the net, and, just kind of curious what everybody's talking about, KG6GFS.
Okay, Bill, Kilo Mike 63, Whiskey Yankee Echo, is talking about software-defined radios on the web, what to do, how to bring it up on your computer, and how you can do that. If you would like to listen to this later on tonight, tomorrow at the latest, you may go into w6mmm.club, go to the links, click on the link, click on the session, and you'll have all of the audio there to catch everything, and you can even back up and play it, parts of it again.
So it's actually, you can converse back and forth, right?
The SDR web is strictly a receive-only situation, but it's very useful on HF and VHF in different areas. If you have a lot of noise or you're trying to see what's happening in different areas going on the band, and I don't want to take any more of it away from Bill,
We are open to more questions as he goes along. And then, like I say, if you want to hear what you've missed later tonight or tomorrow, you'll be able to go into W6MMM.club, go to links, and go to the TechNet, punch it up when it appears, go to the thing for tonight, and you'll be able to listen to the whole thing, stop it, back it up, so you can listen to part of it again or whatever. Go ahead, John.
Okay, got that, Len. Decent. All right, well, like I said, I just got in there a minute ago and caught the last couple go-arounds, so just going to follow along here as I motor home, KG6GFS. And where is Bill located at?
Bill's in Tonkai, and Bill, go ahead and take it.
Well, thank you very much, and glad to have you aboard. I'm not sure if you were asking if what I'm saying is a recording, but definitely not. We're all radio operators here, just running the little tech net. But, yeah, we're talking about the web SDR. Thank you, Len, for explaining that. And it's a pretty useful thing. Obviously, it is receive-only, but it's a very handy tool for any operator. And so now we've opened, well, I recommend, if you're still on that first WebSDR.org page, I recommend finding a receiver you want to listen to. The California one at Half Moon Bay is pretty good to listen to. The Utah one is really great. They've got many frequencies to go through. But, yeah, just pick one of those. The link will be on the left. It'll have an HTTP, and it's usually glowing blue with an underline under it. You can click there. And I'll break for questions and check-ins. KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet. Okay, well, once you open up one of the SDR receiver web pages, you will see a waterfall begin. And right above the waterfall, and the waterfall is the blue thing that's continuously changing. It's a blue bar on the screen with numbers under it, and those are the frequencies you're looking at. And you can click anywhere on that area to listen to that frequency range. So one of the cool things you can do right off the bat is adjust the view. You can adjust the waterfall view to show you every band that the SDR has available at once on one screen, so you can really check for activity across the entire band. I will break for questions and check-ins.
Nobody's except QX for the follow-up.
FQX, go ahead, please.
I was remembering an article I read some years ago, and I looked it up. If anybody, you know, I know there's been some more recent things that are more trivial, but back when mendoradio.wordpress.com got started, it was largely technical in nature. And if you go to that website, mendoradio.wordpress.com, and you scroll down to the year 2010, there's an article 2010-08-24, and there's another one a little further down. I forget where it is. You have to scroll for it. But you will find that I brought the question up, and Carl, those of you who know Carl, ZST, forget his WB6ZST, I think it is, started that. And there's some, well, early on, there were a lot of technical articles, and he wrote an explanation. What he thought was the effect of insulation outside of the antenna but close to it. And anyway, if anybody wants to look it up, it's still there. W6FQX, SpectraNet Control.
Thank you, John. What was that website again? Let me, so we can write it down.
Mendo Radio, all one word, .wordpress, which is a blog site, .com. And let's scroll way down. I think it's it says I'm on page 9 right now. Oh, I don't know how far up it goes.
You have to scroll down quite a ways to find the 2010 postings.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And we'll definitely check that out. That sounds great. This is KM6WYE and WA6KOK for the Tuesday TechNet. Questions, comments, and check-ins. Anyone out there, please come now. Okay, moving along. Now we can get into the frequency ranges that the Web SDR has to offer. So on the left side, underneath the waterfall, you will see the frequency box, which allows you to type in a manual frequency in kilohertz or adjust it, adjust the current frequency that you're on. There's three different settings. One has the triple plus sign that'll adjust it 2.5 kilohertz up. The plus plus sign will adjust it half a kilohertz up, and the plus sign is three hertz or something very small. So, and then there's the band option down below, and so you can select which band you want to view and adjust for. So I'm going to break for questions and check-ins. KM6WYE for the Tuesday night TechNet. Also, within the frequency box is the memories option, so you can store frequencies that you're into for easier recall later. And once you store them, actually let me preface that, above the waterfall you need to type in your call sign or any sort of identifier for it to know that it's you. That way, when you reload this page later, those memories are still there. And that says, please log in by typing your name or call sign there. So that's where you would type that. And once you do that, it'll save your information as far as the memories you have input in there. And I'll break for check-ins and questions. All right, well, it sounds like everybody's either with us or turned the radio off by now, so we'll move on real quick. Go to the bandwidth option. You can select lower sideband, upper sideband, AM, FM. You can also make it a wider or narrower. You can check the CW filters. You can also adjust the waterfall itself. You can make it a larger waterfall, so C. That would give you a larger view of what has happened in the recent history on the band. You can slow it down or speed it up. You can zoom in and zoom out. And then there's a few other options on the very right where you can adjust the volume. You can mute it. You can adjust the squelch. There's a filter for auto notch. You can record. And there's a historical signal strength plot option below that, too. And I'll break for check-ins and questions. Tuesday TechNet, KM6WYE. Alright, well, the final section to get into on this server website is the logbook. You can log any stations you've heard, or if you're making QSOs and using Web SDR, you can kind of just log it, the information, pretty quick and easy, and saves it for your recall later. And one of the fun things to do is to go up to the top where it says View, and you can show all bands, and you can just check that little button, and then it's pretty interesting. It shows you every band that the SDR can check out, and it's, there's a lot to look at, but if you're wondering what to do on your radio, there's plenty of frequencies for you to play with. So with that, I will ask for check-ins and questions, and I think that kind of might be the end of this segment. If anybody else wants to chime in with anything, please do. KM6WYE on the Tuesday TechNet.
KK6VLV with a question.
Hey, Solon, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I just want to ask everybody out here, how many people actually have the Web SDR running right now?
I do.
Okay, so there's Rick, me, and someone else. Len said that was Bill.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything, but I definitely do have mine running, obviously. I imagine some other people might be out there. Yeah, anyone want to chime in? All right, well, that is a good question. And on the main web SDR website, it does show how many people are listening to each individual server, and some of them have over 700 listeners at any given time, which kind of shows you the beginning of the popularity of this website. It kind of seems to me like it's been a trade secret that not too many people know about, and it's becoming more and more popular. As I'm going through the HF, a lot of net controls will definitely be listening to that while they're using the radio, and a lot of check-ins they'll hear on the SDR that they do not hear on their radio. So it becomes pretty useful for even net controllers and all sorts of other operations on the radio. So it's definitely something to check in with. And with that, I'm going to go back to WA6KLK for final part of the Tuesday TechNet. This is KM6WYE.
Hi, thank you, Bill. Hopefully some people got a little start on how to use an SDR. This is WA6KLK back here. When we have the HamBQ over on the coast, if we have some Wi-Fi access and a couple people bring their laptops, we will help you bring it up, do it, play around with it. You can catch Bill on the air, you can catch me on the air. I'm not too well versed in it, but I am learning and about the SDRs. Solon has some good knowledge on it also. And we'll be glad to help anybody along. A question for you, Bill WYE. What is your subject for next week?
That is a really great question, Len. And I, well, that kind of leads me to the thought about the announcement for the International Space Station Slow Scan TV that's going to be happening later this week. As far as I know, that is still on, starting Thursday, 0:00 Zulu, which would really be Friday, but that's about, I think it's 6 p.m. our time on Thursday. Then they're going to go until Sunday about that same time, so definitely get the MMSTV out. That's the software, and or any other slow scan TV that you prefer, and decode some images from the space station. So to answer that question, Len, I'm thinking it might be a good idea to go into the satellite subject, but I'm also down for ideas, requests, anything. Back to you.
Okay. Considering, Bill, that the satellite will be up starting Thursday night or Friday night, running through the weekend, transmitting slow scan on its passes that are somewhat near to us here on the west coast, either just outside over the ocean or up north of us when it peaks out, we've got a little bit of time here. I'd like to have you go in after I take a break here and discuss where to tune, what to listen for, and how you can get it into your computer if you have the interface, or if you do not have the interface, how you can get the audio in to download the picture. I'd like for you to take about 15 minutes and do that after I do this.
No problem, Len. That's a really great idea. So let's start with the software that we would be using. That's MMSTV is the one I like to use. It's written by a ham radio operator, and it's great. It works really good. You can even put it on auto and go to work, and it'll do its thing as long as your radio is on the right frequency. And so there's also an Android app called Robot 36 that will decode the slow scan television signal as well. I've used that, and it works just as good, if you ask me. Less options, but it works really great. So if you want to go mobile or be in a low power situation, the Android version works pretty good too. And I'm going to break.
Okay, I popped off frequency there for a moment. Other questions, comments, or check-ins, Tuesday TechNet, WA6KLK.
Okay, so when you want to get the image from the International Space Station, you're going to need to tune your radio to 145.80. That is a FM mode, 145.80. Break. This is also the frequency that you would normally use if you were to contact the ISS through a voice transmission. They may respond. It's pretty rare, I hear, but you never know. So if you're ever checking on them going by and you know they're up there, you might as well throw a call out on that frequency. And their call sign is NA1SS or ROISS. That's the Russian and the American side. And I'll break. Oh, yes, that is right. So there is a different voice uplink for the voice contact. That's right. It does come out of that frequency when they're talking, but when you want to talk, you need to be on 144. What is it? 145? Hold on. Let me find it really quick. I'm sorry.
144.490.
Hey, there it is. Thank you very much. That is the one, 2 meter voice uplink, 144.490. That's for the Americas. They have a different one if you're in Europe or the other part of the world. Thank you very much. Who was that?
Oh, it's WA6JBK. Checking at my. I've got this bulletin board I look at.
Oh, very nice. What bulletin board is that?
It's the one on the back of the door to the shed.
Awesome. I got to get one of those.
Yeah, it's my substitute brain. Since I have to stand up while I'm running the radio anyway.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. And so, also, when you're doing this slow scan television decoding, you're going to want to track when the ISS is coming over, so that way you're not just sitting around all day. Unless you set your radio up to do that, and that's another thing. But so the software I use on my phone, we went over this last week a little bit. It's called Heavens Above. I know it's on Android, and I believe it's on iPhone. I don't know if anyone has the final report on that, if it's the same app I'm thinking of, but it has an entire section for the ISS. It tells you when it's going to come over for your location, times, and how many times that day, and tells you a few days in advance even. And I'll break. There are also many other software pieces that you can use, including just a website. Some of the software that I use is Ham Radio Deluxe. It has a very useful satellite section on it. It updates to the internet, which keeps the information of where the satellites are up to date, and you can track the ISS. And that's also the software we would use to tune our radio and adjust for Doppler, but that's also another story. And I'm going to break for now. So as far as getting let's get that website going. It is www.n2yo.net, I believe. Sorry, got to find it on my notes here. Okay, I'm sorry. The website is n2yo.com/satellites. And that'll show you a large list of very relevant amateur satellites. And there's a search. You can search for the ISS on there. And it's pretty updated. And that's a great website to go to as well. So next we'll talk about getting the audio from your radio to the computer. And I'll break for check-ins and questions. Okay. To get the audio to the computer, for the computer to decode the image, you're going to want one of two things. Either just use the microphone on the computer and have the radio turned up loud enough so that the microphone on the computer can hear it and decode it. That works for many people. It's annoying to hear, but you can go in the other room while it's happening, I guess, once you know it's working. And another way is to buy an interface for your radio to interface your radio to your computer. Those can range from $60 up to many hundreds of dollars, and they can do various things, but I got one of the very simple, cheapest ones. It cost $60. I think it was on sale, and it works really great. It's not technically a sound card, but it'll do whatever I need using the computer's onboard sound card. And I'll break for check-ins and questions. Okay, well, it sounds like everybody out there's kind of got it figured out. So, yeah, back to you, Len, WA6KLK. This is KM6WYE for the Tuesday TechNet. Any more questions, I'll be standing by.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Len, WA6KLK, Tuesday TechNet here. Yeah, SDRs, really quite a thing. Help you listen around the world, or I listen to the Utah one sometimes to tell how my signal is doing on 40 meters during the day. I prefer to hear people direct, but sometimes when I want to just listen around the band and see what's happening or something, or went to the East Coast where there's a couple of VHF nets and they have 2 meters, I like to listen to it. Listen into different areas on 6 meters. I haven't listened into the European stuff yet, but they've got a whole lot. So it's a whole lot of fun. Slow scan television, you already got the antenna, you already got the radio. If you got a computer, there's a mic with it. You're set. You don't have to have the interface. It just picks up a little different noise. It might be a little harder to set and adjust. But they do that an awful lot. Even do it on FL Digi, some of the folks, and it seems to work pretty well. And this weekend, there will be pictures on coming down on 145.800 for you to download and decode and see. And I think you can let ARRL know, and I don't know whether you get a certificate or not for a bunch of them. Let me drop it a minute. I'm not sure about that, but I know there was something going on. So they did it a couple weeks in a row, had a problem, did it again, and they're doing this one again, and it's just kind of nice to say, yeah, I heard it up there, I got a picture from it, and it's really very, very fun. Plus, the slow scan can also be used around here on simplex or through repeaters. They use it on HF an awful lot. Many, many ways to track the International Space Station as to where it is. You can Google up the space station location. A lot of them have a map showing where it's flying over the world. Some of them will have a big circle around it that kind of gives you the footprint. Okay. Any questions, late check-ins, or any comments? WA6KLK, Tuesday TechNet.
Kilo November 6 Alpha Alpha X-ray, late check-in.
Okay, Kilo November 6 Alpha Alpha X-ray, we have you, Greg. Who is the other station?
KJ6OUY.
KJ6OUY, go ahead, Lee.
I admit I didn't understand all of it, but the part I understand is exciting. Thank you very much. KJ6OUY, clear.
And once again, sometime later this evening, for sure by tomorrow, you can go to w6mmm.club, that's the Willits Amateur Radio Society webpage. Go into that webpage, go to the links, click on that, you'll find the Tuesday TechNet. You can click on that link, and it will take you to the recorded pages. It will have last week's session on it. It will have this week's session on it. It's all audio. It will run 50 or 55 minutes, but you can listen to it. Probably skip forward or go back and rewind and listen a little bit if you want to try to do something. Do write down your questions, and we can try to answer more questions for you next week about this little session. Thanks, Bill, for being on. Thanks, everybody else, for being there. Last call, questions, comments, check-ins, Tuesday TechNet.
AJ6 IBP, late check-in.
Good evening, John. KG6 IBP, Redwood Valley. Thank you, sir. Take care. One more time. Hey, gonna say goodnight. DigiNet with W6FQX will be up in a few moments here on countywide. So if you're running FL Digi, I'm gonna play there, practice a little bit. Go ahead and do that. John might even be able to answer out a few more questions over there as to what was discussed here tonight, perhaps, if he's willing to do that. WA6KLK, Tuesday TechNet. Good night, all.